There will be one article on the warrant when Duxbury holds a special town meeting tonight, and joining us this morning with a preview is town manager Rainey Reed. Mr. Reed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Before we get to the town meeting, where it seems that the storm is basically wrapping up, but is there anything that you need, any message you need to get out to Duxbury residents at this time?
At this point, no. The school department did a great job last night providing advance notice to the parents and the students that they were doing a two-hour delay. The DPW is in the midst of doing its typical fantastic job, making sure the roads are cleared and passable. Thankfully, it's been a rather light snow, and we hope that things are going to start tapering down and crossing over into rain by about noon, 1 o'clock, so everybody should be able to get around pretty easily. But, yeah, it was a good idea to do the delay this morning. It made it a lot easier for everybody.
All righty. Well, now we've got to get on to the special town meeting with only one article on the agenda that involves bed and breakfasts.
That's correct. We received a citizen's petition in January for one article, which is to amend the zoning bylaws in our what's called residential compatibility district. The proponents are requesting the inclusion of a bed and breakfast use as a use by right, meaning that it would simply be a matter of filling out an application and moving forward with the building department to do a bed and breakfast. You wouldn't be required to go through any kind of site plan review or zoning board of appeals review, and making it pretty simple to be able to do a bed and breakfast. So this has been met with some interesting conversations at the planning board level, the select board level, and the finance committee level. At this point, it will be going to the town meeting voters for their consideration this evening at 7 o'clock, and we will require a two-thirds vote of town meeting of the members present to be able to approve it, because it is a zoning change and state law requires that. So, yeah, we expect it to have quite a bit of attention. We expect a pretty good crowd for this as well, because it's unusual to have a special town meeting with only one article. So this is what the citizens had wanted, and we were originally trying to get it lined up to the March 11th meeting, but they preferred to have their own special for this single discussion.
Now, will there be any COVID protocols in place for tonight's meeting?
No, I don't want to say we've abandoned it, but we've relaxed those standards. People are certainly welcome to wear masks if they'd like. If they'd like to be socially distant, they certainly may do that as well. But no, in terms of requiring masks or social distancing, no.
All righty. Well, tonight's special town meeting will begin at 7 o'clock, and that'll be at the Duxbury Performing Arts Center at 73 Alden Street. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.